Anyone who's paying any level of attention to statewide news this year knows that the state is going through some budget challenges. Low oil prices are the big reason for a $3 billion deficit, and the price of oil isn't expected to rise anytime soon, at least not to a level that would fill such a large revenue hole. Some have characterized the situation as dire, but Revenue Commissioner Randall Hoffbeck says it's an opportunity to make some changes.
And it only really becomes a crisis if we fail to act.
The challenge is how to make up for a $3 billion loss. The solution, Hoffbeck says, likely will lie in a combination of cutting spending, modifying oil taxes, increasing or creating new state taxes, and using investments such as, yes, the permanent fund. Hoffbeck says cutting spending will not work without also increasing revenue. He says the state has spending obligations such as education, debt repayment, retirement costs, and health care. There's not much, if any, leeway in those areas, which total more than the deficit.
So you could cut every department out of the state government, only have the schools, health, and some general obligations that we have, and we still wouldn't be close to being balanced.
And other parts of the budget already have been cut. Hoffbeck says any more cuts in those areas and state programs will be lost.
So over the last 3 years, three plus years, they've already pared about $3.1 billion out of the state budget. So when people say, you know, they're just cut the fat out of the state, that'll take care of the problem. A lot of that's gone.
In spite of that, more spending cuts will come up in the next budget cycle, paired with proposals for increasing revenue. None are going to be popular.
I was talking to my wife about what this summer was going to look like as I travel around the state and talk to people about how what we're going to have to do to balance the budget. And I told her, I said, if I do my job right, by the end of the summer, I could be the most hated person in the state of Alaska. And she said, I'll still love you, but don't take my dividend.
Using part of the permanent fund's earnings is probably the easiest target for lawmakers and the most difficult sell for the public. The earnings have gone toward the permanent fund dividend paid out to Alaskans each fall. Many state residents depend on that annual income boost, either for splurging on items they normally can't afford or to help pay the fuel bill in the coming months. Hoffbeck notes that the permanent fund initially was set up to help pay for government, and he says people still will get a PFD. One concept that's been proposed would simply cap the individual payment.
And unfortunately, our timing on this is going to be difficult. If we had put a proposal out 2 years ago when the dividend was $800, we're going to cap your dividend at $1,200. I think people would have been okay with that. But we had an $1,800 dividend this last year, and we're probably going to have a $2,000 plus dividend this year. And now if you say we're going to cap it at $1,200, people are saying you're taking our money away from us.
But if the state did take some of the earnings and invest it in a separate endowment, earnings from the earnings could help fund government in the long term. For the short term, taxes are a likely solution. Some of the tax options Hoffbeck mentioned included a state sales tax or state property tax, but those would encroach on taxing powers of local governments. One idea that's been gaining support is a state income tax.
What's been proposed had a 15% of your federal tax liability, not 15% of what you make, 15% of your federal tax liability. That plus the 10% capital gains uplift would generate probably around $500 million in taxes in a year.
That wouldn't close the budget gap, but it would be one step toward getting out of the red. Hoffbeck says he and other state officials want to hear from Alaskans about all the proposals and maybe get a few new ideas. No matter what, though, he says Alaska's budget solution will not be easy. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.